Mobile phones, tablets, laptops. You see them everywhere. They are the technology that is supposed to connect us all and make work and life easier. But in many ways, do they? They were meant to be connectors and replace human interaction, but in many ways, they have isolated us. You're listening to The Color of Innovation, a podcast on innovation brought to you by the United Nations Development Program. Innovation for Development is about disrupting the way things work, or don't, and using creative approaches for solving difficult problems that people experience every day. This show brings to you inspiring stories of innovation from across the Arab states. In each episode, UNDP introduces social innovators, sharing their inspiration and their ideas, their passions, and their projects for changing the world. I am Reem Al-Khatib from Salt Podcasting, presenting to you in this episode stories about how technology can impact communities in Palestine and Tunisia. What is civic technology? These days, many think of technology as anything but civic, and that technology works only to isolate and divide us. But if used correctly, technology can actually improve the relationships between citizens and their governments. People can use technology to interact with the government in a variety of ways, like letting them know what their ideas are for a new public space, or what questions they have about the new government service. In this way, government can be more responsive to their needs. This is the idea behind civic tech, to use technology as a bridge between citizens and their governments, reaching and engaging all elements of society, including those who have been isolated or live on the margins, and allowing citizens to have their voices heard. Among many who believe in civic tech is young Palestinian Ahmed Diriyeh, who has worked in youth councils and local organizations for years, gaining in-depth knowledge of the issues faced by his community.
It was clear that communication between citizens and municipalities was off, so I started to think about ways to create a tool to strengthen communication between citizens and their municipalities. I ended up designing an application that people could download onto their phones. This app allowed people to send their complaints or suggestions to municipalities by writing messages, recording videos, or sending in photos.
Through this app, Ahmed hopes that citizens will have greater access to information released by government agencies. He hopes that through creating a feedback mechanism, municipalities will be more responsive to their citizens. He believes that the app will increase civic engagement and create a more open government in his community. Although smartphones are available in 60% of households in the West Bank, Ahmed and his team have also taken into consideration those who don't have access to smartphones.
The solution was to build a website, and so we did that. We also trained people to teach citizens how they can use the application and the website. I see technology as something that plays a very important role in Palestinian society. It eases communication, but also helps us find real solutions for problems.
Ahmed's idea first saw the light when he was a participant in the UNDP's youth leadership program, known as YLP, that supports youth across the Arab states to develop innovative solutions to sustainable development challenges, with a particular focus on civic engagement. We spoke to Kauthar Zirwali, YLP's program manager at UNDP, to learn more about the role of civic tech in sustainable development.
Technology is effective in both way, quality and quantity. In the new world where we live now, everybody has smartphone, everybody has access to technology. So it's helping with bringing closer the beneficiaries and any two partners that they want to communicate with. So instead of, for example, of traveling in order to hear the voices and traveling to seek what's the demand, in one click you have an application that seek to collect the opinions. You have one click and then you have the citizens that can be engaged, provide solutions.
Like Ahmed, Muntasir from Tunis came to YLP believing that he could use technology to create a better functioning democracy. Instead of developing an app, Muntasir and his team decided to create Baladia, a Facebook messenger bot.
Baladia bot, you said
Baladia bot helps in connecting the municipality to the citizen through the bot, which acts as a channel to the citizen's voice. An example would be citizens wanting to implement a project in their area. They can send the idea to the municipality through the bot, and the municipality in turn can study it. And if other citizens vote for the idea, it can then be included in the participatory budgeting for the year so that it can be finally implemented.
Baladia Bot gives citizens in Montserrat's community the chance to comment on how their municipality's budget and their own tax dollars should be spent. From her perspective, Kauthar sees that using technology for civic engagement is becoming increasingly popular.
Civic tech, we are witnessing that it's one of the new emerging enablers that's supporting coming up with innovative solutions to development problems. With UNDP, we're seeing it as a very useful tool that helps us. Since UNDP, we work on strengthening institutions and bringing citizens closer to the state. We are using it and seeing some evidence in terms of how it has been very useful to bring the gap between the states and the citizens and bring them closer together, allowing the citizens to voice their problems and allowing for engaged citizens as well.
As Ahmed and Montasser certainly know, it is not always easy to get citizens more engaged in ordinary government processes like making and allocating budgets. But through civic tech, we can break down those barriers of participation and make civic engagement as simple as turning on your phone. You've been listening to The Color of Innovation, a UNDP podcast that showcases examples of innovation from development around the Arab states and the world. We hope these stories leave you feeling inspired and hopeful for our collective future. UNDP supports innovation by introducing new methodologies for doing development differently. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And follow our journey through UNDP's website, undp.org/innovation. That is undp.org/INNOVATION. This show is produced by SELT for UNDP Innovation in the Arab States.